So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. So today I want to talk to you about this book, Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Myers. Have you read this one already, or is it one on your book list? If it's on your book list, start reading it, my friend. Now, it really helps. I mean, I haven't even finished it. I'm kind of halfway through it, but I thought I wanted to talk about it before I even wait until the end, because she's just dropping gems after gems. Not even every chapter, just page after page. Now, she goes through quite lots of different things about really clarifying that if you're a spiritual woman, you're trying to fight for your relationship with God daily, your mind is going to be a huge battlefield to really make sure you get it straight and clear so you can really focus on God. So she talks about lots of different stuff about don't give up, little by little, be positive, mind binding spirits, and think about what you're thinking about. I mean, that's where the half I'm through at the moment. She talks about different things about a wandering mind, a confused mind, doubt, anxiety, passive mind, having the mind of Christ. She goes on to other stuff about, you know, having excuses, you know, your outlook. So today, I was having a look at the part where she's talking about meditating on God's word. You know, David says it often. I mean, you know, David says it often in the Psalms all the way through. You can imagine David be a guy just sitting down, writing and reading through the Psalms. The one I wanted to read to you, the one that really kind of touched me, is in Joshua. Everyone who had like success, there was always a guy or a woman who sat down and read and meditated on God's laws. Let me read you this one. Joshua 1, verse 8. I'm reading in the NIV as well. It says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." So like this scripture's loaded. You know the great stuff that Joshua did. Without all the kind of violence, they were walking around Jericho and they had success. So I love that this is like a reminder that you've got to really check what you're thinking about. And a way, if you're someone like me who may kind of have great ambitions, great dreams and hopes, then when I've got all these great creative ideas, I'll have a bit of doubt sitting like, oh, can you do that? Do you have finance for that? Have you got time for that? You can't, you're not free on that day to do that. You know, all the different kind of questions kind of come into my mind. So working through Joyce's book, I'm on the section where she talks about meditating on the word. And sometimes your mind can be one, an area where you may have lots of negative thoughts. Some people have depressed thoughts or thoughts full of doubt, impure thoughts. And impure thoughts are not just sexual. They're things like of bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, unlove. There's so many things that come under this umbrella of impurities. Anything that kind of pollutes like a glass of water. Imagine that you've got a clear glass of water, you put a little drop of Ribena in there, it's going to turn the water a bit red, isn't it? And that's any other thing that's going to pull your heart away from focusing on God. So if you're someone that struggles with your thought process, like you may have loads of thoughts going on in your mind, some of them are great, some of them are a bit woo-woo, some of them are definitely not ones that God want you to focus on, I'd really encourage you to read this Battlefield of the Mind. And let me tell you about today when I was reading. She talks about meditation produces success, which is what I just read to you in Joshua 1, that keep the God's word in your heart, in your mind, keep it on your lips and stuff, and it'll give you, you know, prosperity and success. Now, I'm not into like the prosperity gospel, like all that money, throw £20, all that stuff. That's not me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like success in regards to just kind of keeping yourself together in the spiritual battle, waking up, doing what's right, getting yourself to work, helping your husband, doing your children, that type of stuff. I'm not talking about being a champagne baller and driving a Bentley. That's although that may be, if that's what you desire, go for it. Make sure you're paying your tithe and offering. But that's not where I'm coming from when I say the word prosperity and success. Okay. When you think about your thought process, right, because this book really reminds me to think about what I'm thinking about. okay? And another scripture that comes to mind is, you know, Philippians 4, when it talks about in there, when it talks about Philippians 4, 8, when it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So it just reminds you that your thought process, your mind, is a training ground for you to focus more on God. Because if you've had a lazy mind, or you've had a overpolluted mind, you've had a busy mind, whatever your mindset or habit is, it needs to be trained to think of what is right, what is noble, what is lovely, what is excellent, what is praiseworthy, what Philippians 4 says. And it's a daily process, because remember, Christians are not perfect. We are Christians who are progressing in our walk towards God, who is perfect, okay? So I want to remind you, give yourself patience, give yourself grace, okay? And really focus on, think about today, like, do you have lots of confused or doubtful or depressed or anxious or worried or busy thoughts? Whatever it is that goes on, where every woman thinks about stuff. You can't just go like, yeah, that don't bother me. There's always something that goes on in your mind, whether it's a small piece of worry about yourself, your health, your finances, your wealth, your husband, your kids. There's an area of your mind that gets filled up with a thought that God doesn't need you to be thinking about, okay? So what I love is what Joyce's book says, and try and get the book or listen to the audio or read it, but whatever you're going to do, because it really helps. There's an area of what women struggle with is our thought process, what we're thinking about. Sometimes we can overthink stuff as well, and she even taps into that too. And Joyce says a lot of her life she didn't think about what she was thinking about. And true godly women who want to be excellent in every areas, I like what Philippians says, thinking about what's right, what's loved, what's admirable, okay? And she was like a church leader or whatever, and she wasn't thinking about all the things, and she'd been thinking negatively for a long time. She'd think like she's going to go to some place and have a negative thought. Like, I can think of like great ideas and things like with my biz. Oh, I'm going to create this product. I'm going to do that product here. I'm going to launch this course. Then I'm like, how am I going to do it? Because I'm barely managing with the time scale that I've got. I'm juggling all the things that I'm doing. I could really hire in, like, do like 5 extra hands. And then have these new ideas and thinking. So sometimes I can have these great creative ideas. I'm going to choose this course, this audio book. I'm going to do this project, etc. And then I'm like, oh, how am I going to actually fit that in with the time that I've got, the commitments that I've got already? So it can be a little bit like that for me. I can kind of, as if it's like a project management question, but also the project management questions, like saying like, practically, really, how can you do that? They can often be kind of filled with doubt or even fear as well. Of like, sure you can do that, that one didn't work. You know what I mean? So to get rid of those, if you've got negative thoughts, worry thoughts, anxious thoughts, depressive thoughts, bitterness thoughts, sexual thoughts, whatever the thoughts are, you know what your jam is, yeah? Do what she's described in this chapter. Meditate on the works of God. And it's not just her saying, you'll see in the book, in Psalms, in Joshua, all over the Bible says, meditate on my word and stuff. So really, when the negative thought comes up, think about, have a scripture in your mind, this should look practical. Have a scripture in your mind that you can use to say out loud, and make sure, yeah, as well, you say God's word out loud. I know, like, when we're growing up as kids, when we learn to read, we read out loud. Then when we start hashtag adult, we just start reading in our mind. I don't know why, because when you read in your mind, you lose like about, honestly, you lose about 80% of the power of the word. It's a spoken word document. Yes, it's called the Bible, but it's a document that was spoken out loud. So speak it out loud so you can hear it in your head, hear it in your ears, and hear it in your heart. Do you hear what I'm saying? I hope so. Let me just get back to topic now on your mind, okay? So really, when you're meditating on the word, this should help you to really train your mind to focus on God's promise, God's truth. So you don't have to kind of rely into your default mode of negative thinking, bitterness thinking, sexual thinking, doubt, depression, anxiety, all of the different whatever group of thoughts that you usually think of, okay? So pick a scripture today that works for you. Read it out loud. If it doesn't work for you in NIV, flip it on the Bible.com app into another version. And then you can see another version that's going to work with your heart. Because sometimes you can read NIV, you read it in the Easy Reader or Message version, like, what? This is gangster. I know what this is saying. So I'd encourage you, Find a scripture that you can actually meditate on, because then you start to train your brain to think about things that God wants you to think about, which is Him, His truth, His promise. Okay? And as well, Joyce says in her book, never forget this, your mind plays an important role in your victory. So if you want to have success, be a spiritually victorious woman where you're out there sharing your faith, doing Bible studies with women, helping more men and women to have true relationships with God. You want to have great relationships with your friends, your family, your husband, your kids, your children. You want to be financially strong, have a great business, be excellent at your job, be a baddie at the gym or whatever it is you're doing. It really all starts with your mind process. And if your mind is all jumbled and confused and busy and anxious and worried and bitter, it's so hard to deliver. So that's why it's really true when you see in the scriptures talking about meditate. So your mind, your thoughts will play an important role in your victory in any area of your life. So if you want victory in, say, for example, you want to lose weight. If you're on this area, you want to lose weight, just tell me gang, because I'm with you. If you're on a journey that you want to lose weight, you need to believe that you can lose weight and you can get to your hashtag ideal body goals. Because if you go into it thinking, I've tried all the diets, never lose weight, gymed are boring, you're not going to lose no weight. Your own body will fight against you. So for you to have success, you've got to really believe it in your own head, heart and mind. And I think the way how God suggests to do it is to talk about meditating. So really sit and mull over, think over a key scripture that helps you. The one that I'm going to use is what I read to you at the top in Joshua 1:8. Find one that's going to work for you in your situation. It could be a number one of them, because everyone's got different situations that happen in life. So try that, work through it, tell me how it goes. And listen, it's not going to just work quickly, instantly in just 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month. With God, things you need to, you remember God says, you know, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, all that. God's times are different from yours. So really persist in it, because you've got to think, you've thought all this way, you've trained your mind to, or have been undisciplined in allowing your mind to think this way up until the age that you are now. So it's going to take time, if not the whole time you've taken to kind of have that undisciplined mind, or a mind that allows in a lot of things with no filter. You've got to probably take that amount of time to kind of clean it out, retrain your mind. Because you know, for success, I'm going to go back to my favorite character, Usain Bolt, right? It didn't take him, like, it wasn't an overnight success. He'd been running and training and doing races for years for him to come 1, 2, 3 times successful at getting gold and so many different medals at the Olympics. It takes time. If that takes time to train his body to win Olympics, it's going to take time for you to train your mind. Like it says in Romans 12:2, go ahead and read that one. To really renew your mind and train your mind to have a more focused, a stronger relationship on God, because that is where your success or failure will start from. Okay, hope that one has helped you. So look for a scripture in whatever version you like that's going to help you in all of the key situations that you're thinking about this week. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast, so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.